The letter M is the first letter of the word my. He is my boss. Theories, that's all they are. You can't prove anything.
Jack, how come he only has four fingers this time?
Wait a second, Billy. I'll explain that to you.
But Jack Smoker was up flying with you when the Phantom was chased away by the Border Patrol.
Of course I was. I kept flying around in a circle while Billy dropped in his parachute.
I know that, Smoker, but you're still a Phantom of the Border.
Then that other plane the Border Patrol chased, that wasn't the Phantom, Jack.
Yes, that was the Phantom, Betty.
Oh, dear, I'm all mixed up.
So is your friend. You don't think anybody's going to believe I could be in two places at one time?
Yes, that's exactly what they're going to believe, Smoker. Because you were in two places at one time.
Hey, Jack, you want me to get you a glass of water or something?
Oh, I'm all right, Billy. I don't need a glass of water.
He needs his head examined.
Hey, Jack, Old Depot and Handstormer, they're both unconscious. I had them taken over to the hospital tent. It's a good thing we got to them in time. They were being smothered by chloroform.
Chloroform? That's what I smell. Yeah, here on these gloves.
You don't smell chloroform on these gloves. That's ether. I use it in my gas tank.
To soup up your engine so you can get away from people, huh?
So I can do my skywriting.
Oh, yes, your skywriting. That's what gave you away, Smoker. Those lucky numbers you wrote.
What do you mean?
Vic figured out the code you were using to tell your accomplice that the coast was clear. That he could bring over another shipment of dope.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You'd fly up high enough so you'd have a 20-mile view of the border. And if you spotted any border patrolmen on the ground or in the skies, you'd write a number which would tell your accomplice to stay on the ground in Mexico.
When did you dream that one up?
You mean, when did we catch you? The day you wrote the wrong number up there in the sky, Smoker. You remember, don't you? There was no such lucky number on any of the tickets sold.
Well, that was just a mistake on my part.
That's right, Smoker. The mistake that's going to send you to the electric chair.
You and your accomplice. You're just using a lot of big words, Armstrong. You can't prove a thing. And who is this accomplice you talk about?
You've known him all your life, Smoker.
Al,
you have the keys to Joe Logan's supply wagon?
Yeah, I have a master key, Jack. Well,
come on, then. Let's walk over there so that Smoker can meet his accomplice. You see, we locked the door of Joe Logan's wagon so he couldn't get out.
Let's go, Smoker. Stop digging that gun into my ribs.
Then move.
I didn't know you had Joe Logan locked up in his wagon, Jack.
Oh, yes. He's been locked up there since this afternoon.
I locked the door shortly after Jack did the human cannonball turn, Betty.
You mean right after you pulled the gloves off Smoker? The time he had 10 fingers on his hand?
That's right, Billy.
How'd he do it, Jack? How could he have 10 one time and only 9 the next?
We'll show you, Billy.
What do you mean you'll show him?
Be patient, Smoker.
You're making a fool of yourself, Armstrong.
I don't think so. All right, stop right here. Billy, rap on the side of that wagon 3 times.
Okay, Jack.
Still in there, Vic.
I suppose you think Joe Logan can identify me.
Before we open that door, I'm going to give you a chance to confess to everything, Smoker.
A chance to confess? You haven't got anything on me. Why, you even admitted that I was always around you when the Phantom struck. Confess to what?
Murder and smuggling.
Prove it.
All right, Smoker. Go ahead, Al. Unlock the door, please. Okay, Joe. You can come out now.
I never suspected Joe Logan.
Okay, Armstrong. Coming right up. Come on your feet. Get up and get out there and face the music.
There's someone else in that wagon.
Hey, am I seeing things?
Bring him out, Joe.
Bring who out? Oh, good night. It's Smoker.
There's two of them.
Let go of me. Let go, I say.
No, you don't. Remember, I have this gun on you.
And keep your gun on him, Joe.
Don't worry, Jack. He won't get away.
I won't try to get away.
I'm sorry, Pete. I guess they got us.
Oh, so your name's Pete, huh?
They look so much alike, you can't tell one from the other.
So you double-crossed your own brother, eh, Carl?
No, I didn't have anything to do with it, Pete. I didn't double-cross you.
How about the numbers you wrote up there in the sky? You told me to bring another load here to the circus.
No, I didn't, Pete. Honest, I didn't. I didn't even do any skywriting today.
You're lying, Carl. You're lying. You got yellow. You told me you wanted to quit. You got yellow and sold me out.
No, I didn't, Pete. I swear I didn't. Jack Armstrong and Vic Hardy locked me here in this wagon just before I was going to take off. I don't know who did the skywriting.
I can explain that to you, Pete. It was Dave Marble. He's the one who took your brother's plane up in the sky.
He's the one who wrote those numbers telling you to come across, to bring another load to the circus. And, by the way, he's the one who was chasing you up there in the sky tonight. He followed you after skywriting those numbers. He knows where your hideout is in Mexico. Now, do you think we'll have any trouble proving how you could be in two places at one time? Handcuff those two together, Vic. We'll have our men take them into headquarters and throw them in jail until they can be tried for murder and smuggling.
Well, Jack, when did you first suspect Smoke?
You remember the day you and Betty went up in his plane? The day he showed you how to skywrite?
Yeah.
Remember when you got down on the ground and looked back at those dots and dashes that spelled out the word on? Remember you wrote O-N?
I remember that. How in the world would O-N give you a clue?
It spelled O-N from the ground. But from the air, it spelled N-O. No. Nothing was heard of the Phantom that day.
Yeah, I see what you mean. He told him not to cross.
And then there was something else. Betty told me about the de-icers on the leading edge of the airplane.
What about the de-icers, Jack?
His plane wasn't equipped with de-icers, Betty. They were just masks to hide the machine guns in the wings.
Now, why couldn't I have thought of that?
None of us thought of it until we examined his ship. Oh, here comes Joe now.
Morning, Jack. Hiya, Vic.
Fine this morning, Al.
How are you?
Hello, Joe.
We just came from Lady Thunder's wagon. She tells me that I was under suspicion for a while, Jack.
You were. You see, we knew the Phantom was getting gasoline someplace, so the SBI started checking. We found out that you were buying far more gasoline than was needed here at the circus.
I told that guy Smoker his plane burned more fuel than any two ships needed. He said that skywriting used it up much faster. What a dope I was.
Hey, you know, I just thought of something. Hey, you remember when we first flew down here? We saw those flying discs, those saucers that everybody else in the country was seeing?
Yes, Billy.
I got a theory. I'll bet those were just smoke rings made by those crooked twins. Huh. Well, one of them was drawing saucers in El Paso. The other was bringing dope across the border at Marfa.
Billy, you're wonderful.
Hey, Wiz, I hope the papers don't learn I saw that flying saucer gag. Well, everybody I'd meet would want my autograph.
Jack, I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you've done for my friend Steve Maspel.
Hey, how about him, Jack?
He's safe in Mexico, Billy. They found him at Smoker's hideout. You see, he learned that Smoker forced Hans Stormer and his wife to act as go-betweens in passing the dope. Old people knew that, too. Smoker threatened to kill any of them if they gave him away. The night Steve disappeared, he told people he was going to tell us everything. That's why the Phantom took him away.
Gee whiz, I'm going to hate to leave the circus, Jack. It's been so exciting.
Hey, that reminds me. Lady Thunder wants to see all of you. She's throwing a big party in the cookhouse. Everybody in the show will be there.
A party! Hot dog!
Oh, that's nice of her. Will I have time to change my clothes and put on a dress?
A dress? Oh, that's right. You're a girl.
And so once again, Jack Armstrong and his friends have successfully closed the case against the lawless. The dreaded Phantom and his helper must now pay their debt to society, must pay for their crimes with their lives.
Hey, hold everything. Don't leave yet, Mr. Lester. Monday, Sky King. Tuesday, Jack Armstrong. Remember? The new deal. The complete story.
Billy's right, girls and boys. Beginning Monday and each day, Monday through Friday, you will hear 5 complete thrilling adventure stories each week. Not 15-minute continued stories, but complete half-hour shows. Now listen closely. The time, each weekday, is 5:30 to 6 for this great big double feature. 5:30 to 6 on Monday, a complete story with Sky King, Adventure Under the Sea. 5:30 to 6 on Tuesday, a complete story with Jack Armstrong in The Mystery of Blue Acres. And so on, day after day, Monday through Friday. So make 5:30 to 6 on ABC the most exciting half hour of your day. This is Jack Lester inviting you to be here Monday for the big event. And saying goodbye now for Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.